taking a turn for the worse.
And then finally he...
died.
Okay. Is there another way of saying died?
Got killed.
Is there maybe a nice way of saying it?
He's deceased.
All right. Is there any kind of joking way of saying it?
He passed away.
Would you ever say kick the bucket? Mm-mm. And if he'd been dead and you didn't know the cause of his death, you say, I don't know what he... what he died? Okay. Then the place where people are buried is a...
burial ground.
Or?
Graveyard.
All right. And the box people are buried in is a...
coffin.
Mm-hmm. And if people are wearing black, you'd say they're in...
funeral clothes.
Yeah, and you'd say that they're...
going to a funeral.
Okay. Do you know the term mourning? They're in mourning?
Yeah, I know it, but I ain't know it for that.
What does it mean?
When you cry or something like that.
Mm-hmm. How do you say the word?
Mourning.
Okay. And then the man who takes care of the dead body is the... Well, you can meditate on that until tomorrow, I guess. Assuming that it's working today, and it looks like it is. The last thing that I asked you when the bell rang was what you call the person that takes care of the dead body before the funeral. And you send it to the funeral home, and what do you call the man there?
Embalmer.
Okay. Would you ever say mortician or undertaker?
Oh, yeah.
Or undertaker?
Yeah, I know. It was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't get it.
Which one?
Undertaker.
Okay. And then what do you call the vehicle that carries the dead body?
Hearse.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for the building above the ground where they sometimes put bodies instead of burying them in the ground?
Mortuary.
Okay, that's good. I think that's all the ones about death, but we've still got some diseases coming up. Well, if somebody met you on the street and said, how are you, and you're feeling about average, you'd say?
I feel all right.
Okay, good. And what do you call the disease of the joints that old people get sometimes?
Arthritis.
Is there another name for that?
Bronchitis?
I think bronchitis is when you cough. Rheumatism, is that the
yeah,
same?
Yeah, rheumatism.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a disease that children used to get, but they get a shot for it now. They get sores inside the throat and choke. You've probably heard of it, but don't know what it is. That's the way I am about it. Starts out dip. Diphtheria, did you ever hear that? Okay. Then, do you know what you call the disease that makes your skin turn yellow? Ever hear of yellow jaundice or janders? No? Okay, and then what do you call the disease when you have your appendix taken out?
Appendicitis.
Mm-hmm, that's it. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you, we shouldn't be doing this right before lunch, and it came back up, you'd say you had to what?
Vomit.
Okay, do you know any other ways of saying that?
Throw up.
Okay, which of those is more polite?
Vomit.
Okay, do you know any really bad ways of saying it?
Throw up.
Anything worse? Okay. And if you do have to do that, you say you're sick where?
In your stomach.
Okay, good. Then, let's see. If a boy is spending a lot of time with a girl, you'd say he's doing what? He keeps going over to her house and they keep going out.
Girlfriend, boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But what would you say he's doing? Would you ever use a word like courting? That's an old-fashioned word. Would you just say dating, maybe?
Yeah, dating.
Okay. Then, if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
kissing.
Mm-hmm. And if he asked her to marry him and she wouldn't do it, you'd say she did what?
Refused.
All right. And, but if she didn't refuse, then they went ahead and got...
married.
And what do you call the man that stands up with the groom at the wedding?